strangers. I love him, but every day I'm learning. All my life I've only been pretending. Without me, his world will go on turning. A world that's full of happiness that I have never known.
You look that much. Oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
Hello and thank you for downloading the European Uppercut podcast, a podcast that talks about professional wrestling. Once again, apologies this week for a late upload to the podcast. We've had a couple of issues, all of us basically, in our personal lives over the last couple of weeks. We've been very, very busy. I know Ian's struggling a lot trying to get time around his work. Adam is exactly the same. Kiwi's got his own stuff going on. PK is always busy as hell. And I personally, some of you may know, I'm in my third year of a drama dissertation, and I'm doing a dissertation actually on professional wrestling. It's looking at the heroes and villains in professional wrestling and how that can reflect the how politically the world has changed over the past 30 or 40 years. It's really interesting, but it's 9,000 words long. In fact, I've written about 9,800 words, and I am absolutely knackered. So that's why I wasn't available on Wednesday, and why I am recording this on my weekend off down at my girlfriend's on the 4th of March. So that's the day before Fastlane. I even forgot that Fastlane was tomorrow night. That's how far out I am. So, in case you hadn't realised by my constant rambling already, or the fact that we had a couple of songs there before the show, that means that I am on my own. I'm doing a Kiwi, as we would like to say, after Kiwi Tuts did a wonderful job at this a few weeks ago. So, I've never done a show, a wrestling podcast on my own, so let's see how it goes. It's been a fun week of wrestling. Raw was decent, SmackDown I thought was brilliant, and there's lots to talk about. We've got a couple of emails, we're going to go through the news, and then we're going to finish it off with the predictions from everybody for Fastlane tomorrow night live on the WWE Network. If it sounds like I'm being quiet, that's because I'm hidden downstairs. My girlfriend's in bed and I don't want to wake her up. In fact, I'm actually down in Cambridge at the moment and I'm about 15 minutes away from Aunt the Vigilante's house. So I thought about going knocking on his door and doing a bit of an old school episode. But alas, I can't afford the train because I'm a student. So let's first of all have a look at the emails for this week. And the first and only email that we have in this week is from, of course, the man who emails in every week, Mr. Fourth Row. He says, "Hi guys, with the Oscars this past Sunday, it made me think about my favourite guest star roles that our WWE stars appeared in. For me, some of my favourites are The Rock in Star Trek Voyager, The Big Show in Star Trek Enterprise, and John Cena in Psych. What are some of your favourites? Once again, that's my view, not from the cheap seats, not from the most expensive seats, but from the fourth row." Thank you very much, Mr. Fourth Row, and it's people like you that make us disappointed in ourselves when we aren't able to get a full show out and make us strive to put out these, even if they are mini episode. So thank you very much, Mr. Fourth Row. And he's talking all about the Oscars and favourite WWE star appearances in movies. You mentioned a couple of Star Trek ones there, and I go, it's a bit of a Star Trek fan there. I personally never seen Star Trek, never seen Star Wars, so I can't comment on anything like that. I've also never seen Psych. Let's have a look at some of my favourites. I've got to go with, I mean, there is The Wrestler. The film The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke, when I first saw it as a kid, I wasn't a fan. I didn't, but I think that was basically because I didn't understand it. When it came out, that was around WrestleMania 25, so I was maybe 12, 13, something like that. And I didn't get it. I didn't think it was that good. I was watching it on an old pirate copy that my dad got from the car boot for £3. And I shouldn't really say that on the radio. Oh, well, I've said it. It's staying in. And I wasn't a fan. However, since then, I've grown to love the film. I think it's ace. And I remember listening to Mick Foley on a podcast, and he talked about how he, when he first saw it, he was like, oh, I'm not really, I feel like it's a really bad vibe on the business. I don't think that it's good for the business at all. I don't think it's a realistic representation. And then he says, I went to an independent show the weekend after I aired it, after I watched it, and I realised that a lot of independent locker rooms are like this. And it's something that you forget when you're at the top of the industry. So I think that's a really cool perspective there by the hardcore legend Mick Foley. But that one aside, because that has appearances from R-Truth, Cesaro's in it, Abdullah the Butcher, Ernest the Cat Miller has a big role in it near the end. He's like playing the legend opposite. It's kind of like a Hulk Hogan versus Iron Sheik ripoff. But if you haven't seen The Wrestler, I really do recommend it. I think that Mickey Rourke plays the character perfectly, and it's quite a cool film, in my opinion. Check it out. Let us know what you think on Twitter, at the EU Pod. But my favourite film involving a wrestler and having cameo appearances from a wrestler has got to be Adam Sandler's The Longest Yard. It's one of my favourite films anyway. I've always had a secret soft spot for Adam Sandler for years when it comes to his movies. So even though I get the Mickey taken out of me, I'm doing a drama degree. People saying that Adam Sandler's one of my favourite actors, it's kind of hard to say on a drama degree when you've got a load of pretentious students around you. But I just enjoy his films. They're easy to sit and watch. They're funny. They may be a little bit crude sometimes, a little bit childish humour, but I enjoy it. And I haven't seen The Longest Yard for so long, but it's got Bill Goldberg in it. It's got the great Carly in it. That was the first time I saw Carly. Loads of other great people. Who else was in it? Kevin Nash, of course, all playing the prison guards, except for Great Khali, of course, playing one of the prisoners. And, Steve Austin was in it as well. I'm totally forgetting that. I need to go back and watch this film because it's been quite a while and it's really, really fun. And that's my suggestion this week. If you want to see a film that has tons of wrestling cameos, then it's definitely got to be The Longest Yard. So you are listening to the European Uppercut podcast. We're flying solo this week. I'm flying solo. Kai Valentine here, and I'm going to be breaking down the week that was wrestling and the predictions for Fastlane. However, if you want to send an email in for next week's show, which hopefully, fingers crossed, will be a full panel show, then you can do by sending it to eurouppercut@gmail.com. You can also tweet us at the EU Pod or our Facebook page, European Uppercut Podcast. We're going to go into the news now, right after this.
Hey, you're listening to Robbie X. Make sure you check out European Uppercut Podcast. Robbie X.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's time for the Nutso Knockout News. Hello and welcome to the Not So Knockout News, the New Zealand edition. Leading the news this week, February 25th marks 3 years since the WWE Network launched.
Delete!
Drew Galloway, who is the current TNA Impact Grand Champion on TV, took to Twitter on Sunday to announce that he's parting ways with the company as his contract recently expired. The former WWE Intercontinental Champion debuted on Impact Wrestling in January 2015 and later won the World Heavyweight title in March of 2016. He lost the title in June of that year, but won the Impact Grand title in January of this year. A taped Galloway vs. Moose match with the title on the line will air on this week's Impact episode. And I can't imagine who would win that.
Delete!
Along with Galloway, it's been confirmed that Broken Matt Hardy and Brother Nero are possibly leaving TNA. Matt took to Twitter and announced his departure from the company. No word yet on if he and Jeff will appear at this week's TV tapings in Orlando to drop the titles.
Delete!
And in more TNA departures, former TNA Knockouts champion Jade is now a free agent after her contract expired, according to PW Insider. No word yet if she'll be brought back into this week's TV tapings. Jade has been working with TNA full-time since 2015.
Delete!
In other TNA news, last week's TNA Impact Wrestling episode featuring the much-hyped wedding of Braxton Sutter and Laurel Van Ness in the main event drew 275,000 viewers. This is down from the previous week's 325,000 viewers.
Gross.
Last week, WWE began airing promos to tease Austin Aries' in-ring debut on WWE 205 Live. The same promo aired on this week's Raw, teasing Aries coming to wrestle in the Cruiserweight division. No word yet if the rumoured Aries vs. Cruiserweight champion Neville match at WrestleMania 33 is going to happen.
Delete!
WWE Universal Champion Kevin Owens will be on Jonathan Coachman's Off the Top Rope segment on ESPN SportsCenter this week.
Delete!
Former WWE World Heavyweight Champion Jack Swagger called into the Chael Sonnen podcast this week and revealed that he's requested his release from WWE. Swagger said he requested the release yesterday, and while it's still an ongoing process, the decision came down to contract negotiations and the two sides were way off. Swagger said the company doesn't value him as much as he values himself and it's time to go. He added that he left WWE because he wasn't receiving opportunities. He's looking forward to wrestling in the UK, Mexico and Japan. He also expressed interest in doing MMA if somebody wants to pay him.
Gross.
And finally, celebrating birthdays this week, it's a happy 28th birthday to Emma.
How you doing?
Big E turns 31.
How you doing?
Whilst Booker T is 52.
How you doing?
And that'll do it for the Not So Knockout News.
A big thank you once again to GBL for another brilliant update of the news with the Not So Knockout News. We really, really appreciate everything you do for the show, GBL. Looking into the news, I got a little bit distracted during that as Huddersfield Town are playing on television tonight, and they're my team, and they have just lost 3-1 to Newcastle officially now. It's been dead throughout the second half, to be honest, but no, it's definitely over now. That's the second time this week. Wow, I'm really, really in a good mood now. But anyway, let's have a look, see if there's anything in the news that cheered me up. It's Emma's birthday. Happy birthday, Emma. Other than that, though, lots and lots of releases and leaving and not really sure what's going on. Lots of big news stories. We'll talk about TNA in just a second. It's the WWE Network's third birthday as well, so that's really cool. Well, God, 3 years. 3 years that the WWE Network's been around. Well, two-ish for the United Kingdom, but 3 years we've been living in a WWE Network world. Wow, that's flown by. Has that flown by for everyone else? That's definitely flown by for me. Let's get into the big news story, though, and that is TNA. What is happening? Drew Galloway has gone. The Hardys have gone now officially since GBL brought it up. It doesn't sound like they're going to be coming back to TV to drop the titles, even though they offered to. And former Knockouts champion Jade as well. This is just, I'm not sure how this is looking for TNA. They're doing this whole that apparently the news is that they're pushing towards a get rid of the Dixie Carter regime and do a, I hate to use this phrase, but a let's make TNA great again theme. Oh god, I've just thrown up a bit in my mouth. Anyway, so the Galloway's gone, the Hardys have gone. The big question is, are any of them heading back to WWE? Apparently the Hardys are in contract negotiations. That is unconfirmed reports. However, it has been built up on either side by the WWE and the Hardys' Twitter pages as well. The WWE putting a big push on the fact that it was so many years since Hardy won the tag titles for them, and the United States Championship. They put something up earlier today, which is normally just WWE's marketing department playing tricks on us, but it's always a cool little indicator to see what's going on. Jeff Hardy, Matt Hardy, would I like to see them back in the WWE? Of course. I would love to see them at WrestleMania, if not the night after WrestleMania. I think the tag team division would be brilliant for them right now. I'd love to see Jeff Hardy run with his delete persona and his broken Matt Hardy stuff. I think that would be the reason why he brought it back, to bring that to the big stage. Would the WWE just blatantly take a character that was built in TNA? Well, times are changing. Times are changing. It could well happen. So that's going to be interesting to see as the weeks and months go on. But we might hear some good stuff soon. You never know. Looking at the WWE though now, with the Cruiserweight division and 205 Live, Austin Aries' in-ring debut has been teased over the last 2 weeks of shows. Austin Aries looking likely that he'll be ready soon, I would hope. And I think that I was really down on Austin Aries this time around. Just after WrestleMania last year, I was really worried that Austin Aries was going to fall into a trap and not succeed in the WWE. Then when 205 Live came around, I did say on this podcast that I think he would be perfect for that division. And I think integrating him through the announce table has been a brilliant way in. If they're going to run with him as a babyface for a little while, that's perfect. It reminds me of when CM Punk took up the role of commentator in 2010, 2011. It built a rapport with the fans like never before. And I think that Austin Aries could do a great job and be another massive, massive step for the Cruiserweight division. There are so many great members on the Cruiserweight division at the moment. There's, you know, Neville, there's Austin Aries, obviously, then Jack Gallagher, Cedric Alexander, Noam Dar, so many great technical wrestlers, and some great characters being built up as well. But there's just something about the division which is holding me back, and I know that a lot of people out there are feeling the same way. I'm wondering whether it's to do with the whole separating them completely from the main roster. Personally, I'd get rid of the purple ring ropes, everything like that. I would just have them wrestling as if they were wrestling on Raw. And then every so often, they're allowed to have matches with guys like Chris Jericho. I would love to see Noam Dar versus Chris Jericho. Seth Rollins versus Austin Aries, Neville. They would be fantastic matches to see on the main roster, and yet this sort of segregation is just taking away that opportunity. But I digress, we're talking about Austin Aries, and I think that he will be a great, great member of the roster and future Cruiserweight champion, no doubt. Final one is that Jack Swagger has gone from the company. Personally, I'm not I was never a massive fan of Swagger, so I'm not really that bothered. I liked him for a few weeks. I liked the character for a few weeks during his run when he first came out with Zeb Coulter, but then that took a nosedive after a while and it could never last forever. But it sounds like he's already getting work outside the WWE. He's looking at going to Japan. He's even already booked on an event here in the UK, actually, World Association Wrestling, which is a company which I've interviewed a couple of guys from, and that's Paige's family, and I've been to one of their events, and that's going to be interesting to see whether that goes ahead, because he's meant to be there next Friday facing Alberto Del Rio, and yet WWE are claiming they've got a 90-day no-compete clause. Something fishy going on there, but we'll have to see where that goes. We hope that you've enjoyed that news update, and thank you very much once again, GBL. If you want to comment on any of the stories, remember it's eurouppercut@gmail.com on the email or at the EU pod on Twitter. It's now time to have a look at the predictions for Fastlane, which airs tomorrow night, Sunday night, on the WWE Network, right after this.
This is a Honky Tonk Man, the greatest WWE Intercontinental Champion of all time, and you're listening to the European Uppercut on the Trending Topics Network.
I'm just a Honky Tonk Man, I'm cool, I'm cocky, I'm
It's time to talk about the upcoming Fastlane pay-per-view on the WWE Network. Lots of exciting matches as we head, and we are well and truly on the road to WrestleMania. I've got to admit, a lot of these matches that I'm seeing on this card, some of them I expected to just be the first time at WrestleMania, and some of them I'm looking at and going, these are WrestleMania-worthy matches. So let's have a look at the card as it stands and have a look at what our panel would have said for their predictions had they been here. Let's go first to Rich Swann and Akira Tozawa versus the Brian Kendrick and Noam Dar. I promise you, I didn't edit that, so I got Akira Tozawa correct. I can say it, Akira Tozawa, Akira Tozawa, Akira Tozawa. Yes, I'm impressed with myself. This time last year, I couldn't say Shinsuke Nakamura. So let's have a look at some of your predictions. We have predictions in already from Adam, and we have Living Legends in as well, and mine, and Hallmark's, and GBL's. And I've gone with Tozawa and Swan. Adam has also gone with Tozawa and Swan, Hallmark as well, and GBL, but Legend has gone with Kendrick and Noam Dar. Split down the middle on this one. My reasoning behind it is simply, I believe that Neville is going to retain against Jack Gallagher, so I went with the faces winning here. That's my only reasoning. I know that's really shit wrestling booking, and I sound like I sound really, really silly for saying it that way, but sometimes it just has to be said that way, and that's what, how I believe this is going down anyway. So let's go on to the next match, and that is Sasha Banks versus Nia Jax. Nia Jax is picking up the win in the Living Legends book. However, everyone else, myself, Adam, and Hallmark, have gone with Sasha Banks. Legend, why did you go with Nia Jax? Yep, that's the level of feedback I'd get even if he was here. I'm only kidding. So let's talk about this match. Banks and Jax have been going at it for a couple of months now, and I hate to say it, but it's becoming a little bit fast forward for me as this feud. Sasha, I do like Sasha Banks. I've always said that I prefer Charlotte, I prefer Bayley, I even prefer Becky Lynch, but I'm not sold on Nia Jax. I'm really, really not sold on Nia Jax, and that is really, it's making me struggle. The fact that she's got a dominating look for for the women's division. But the problem is, as soon as she picks up a microphone or tries to show any personality, it just washes away and I go, oh, you're the one who I saw on Battleground that didn't have much personality at all or drive to be here, or just feel you're a little bit bland, Nia Jax. I hate to be down on someone and I don't want to seem like, oh, that guy moaning on a wrestling podcast to himself, but at least I haven't got to the level where I'm sat in a basement yet. I'm just hiding downstairs. So before I start moaning on, I am looking forward to this match in a way of, I want it to surprise me. I want it to be a standout match and something where I at least turn around and go, you know what, I was wrong. I should have given those two more time, and Nia Jax, I hope, grows on me, but I've got a feeling it's not going to happen. A match that I'm really excited for, though, is the next match on the list, Sami Zayn versus Samoa Joe. And looking at the predictions, I have gone with Samoa Joe, as has Adam, as has Hallmark, as has GBL, as has Legend. We've all gone with Samoa Joe and all put plus five on there, so we must be pretty certain that he's walking away with the W. I thought that this match was going to be held off until WrestleMania. My reasoning behind my prediction is now that I feel that Joe will get the win here, which, you know, shows him as the dominant heel coming into the promotion, defeating everyone. You know, he's got a win over Roman Reigns on his first night in the company. That's pretty damn big. However, Samoa Joe is, of course, he's a star in his own right, and Sami Zayn getting a win over Sami Zayn is a big deal as well. But I think that Sami Zayn will walk away with the win in the rematch at WrestleMania, overcoming all the odds. But we'll see where that one goes from there. On to the next match, we've got Charlotte versus Bayley for the Raw Women's Championship. Bayley will be defending the championship. Charlotte is the challenger. Very, very interesting to see Charlotte in the challenger position once again. Will she take the championship? I am going yes. I've gone with Charlotte, as has everyone else on the European Uppercut panel. However, everyone else has decided to put bets on this. Adam's gone with a plus five, Hallmark's gone with a plus five, GBL a plus two, and Legend a plus five as well. I can't guarantee that it's going to happen and put a plus five on it. But then part of me goes, you know what? This is a difficult one. This really is difficult because they've not made a big deal out of the streak. And I feel that if they were going to end her pay-per-view streak, they would have mentioned it more heading into the event. I've got a feeling Bayley may win by DQ, which, Charlotte gets involved, or Sasha Banks gets involved, which means that Charlotte wins by DQ. That could work. That could work, actually. Lots of interesting ways that this could go about. Or Charlotte could just win the championship back. We have thought that that would be impossible before, but it's happened a few times. All you have to do is look back to the Hell in a Cell main event from October of last year. So I'll stick with not putting any points on that and see where we go. The next match, The Club versus Enzo and Cass. Everyone on the side of the WrestleCast, who we are taking on in this year-long tournament, and they're quite far ahead, have all gone with The Club. We on the European Uppercut side have all gone with The Club, except for Enzo and Cass. Except for Legend with Enzo and Cass. Wow, was Enzo and Cass in the competition? No, it's the Living Legend going with an oddball choice once again. I've got a feeling that if Legend does well here, then everyone else on the panel and pretty much the entire sheet has done quite badly as well. because legend has gone with some outsider predictions for sure. No bets have been placed on this one, though. The club winning the championships only a couple of months ago. Do we crown Enzo and Cass with their first title reign on what is basically a warm-up pay-per-view for WrestleMania? Personally, I say no. I think the club need to hold it until at least WrestleMania, and that's where Enzo and Cass can have their big moment. It would mark 1 year since they arrived on the roster, and I think that is the perfect place for them to get the championships at WrestleMania. I expect it to be a great match, though. Enzo and Cass are brilliant, and the club are finding their feet now as well. They've been playing a little bit of a stepped back role from what they did in Japan, and I really hope that they can build on these characters and become a dominant force leading in and then out of WrestleMania. We're going to carry on with the predictions coming up on the European Uppercut podcast. I'm here. It's a one-man show this week due to a lot of work commitments from everybody else, but we always want to get you a show, and you can check out all the other great shows on the Trending Topics Network, which I'm going to tell you a little bit about right after this.
This is the Beast of Belfast, Big Demo, and you're listening to the European Uppercut Podcast.
You're listening to the European Uppercut Podcast, a podcast that talks about professional wrestling. But we're not the only podcast that talks about professional wrestling here on the Trending Topics Network. Oh, no, 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 as Big E would like to tell you. There are many other wrestling podcasts out there here on the network to whet your appetite, including Luchat, a brilliant Lucha Underground-based chat show with Finn Fish. We also have the Wrestlecast, the longest running wrestling podcast on what was formerly the DSJMP network. We moved over here during the merger, and the Wrestlecast became the Wrestlecast. Great show. Check those guys out. They're doing the prediction sheet, as I mentioned, as well. And we've got to beat them, guys. I know it's pretty much impossible now because we're like 120 points and three people behind, but we can still do it, can't we? Yeah, no. Let's talk about some of the other shows that are on there, including What's on Fight, one of the newest shows on the network. They've been having some brilliant, brilliant shows over the last couple of months. And, of course, the Spanish Announce Table. Need I say more? Oh, how good it is. But there is other shows on there that are not wrestling related, which you may be interested in, including Kiwi Tuts's The Tuts Experience, a personal journey into the life of Kiwi Tuts, and of course the Eurovision Showcase for all our Eurovision fans out there. One Up Club's Heads Up, All Beer Inside. We also have Old School at the Movies, Squabble Box, My Show, and Legends on Siren FM. And STFU, which is a weekly show hosted by Mr. Old School and Charlie. Make sure that you go and check out all the other great shows on the Trending Topics Network. I fully encourage it. There's loads of great stuff, whether you're a wrestling fan or not. But if you are a wrestling fan, make sure that you stay tuned as we are talking about the upcoming Fastlane pay-per-view tomorrow night, Sunday night, on the Trending Topics Network. On the WWE Network, WWE Network, not Trending Topics Network. And we got three more matches to get into. The next one, Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman. Reigns and Strowman have been absolutely tearing each other apart for weeks. And could this be their final match, or will it go on to WrestleMania? Who knows? But I am excited for this match. I said on last week's show that since when did we get to a point where Strowman versus The Big Show was a great match on the card? Reigns versus Strowman takes it up a notch. And let's have a look at the predictions. Legend has gone with Strowman plus +3. GBL has gone with a no contest. I've gone with Reigns. Adam's gone with Reigns. And Hallmark has gone with Strowman. I'm tempted to go no contest. I really am. In fact, I'm going to change my mind. I'm going to go no contest here because I don't see that. I feel like a no contest in this match is probably the best way to go about things. I think that that's the more likely outcome, and I feel that if either man got a clean victory, it would feel a little bit weak. But then if it's going to be the final match, oh, this is really, really tough to decide. No, I'm going to go with a no contest. GBL, you have swung me in that direction. Let's go on to the next match, and that is Neville versus Jack Gallagher for the WWE Cruiserweight Championship. Neville the champion, Gallagher the champion, the challenger. Lots of great stuff has been happening in the lead up to this contest, and Gallagher is proving that he can play that bumbling Englishman personality, where Neville plays the, it's kind of like a North versus South divide. So I wish I had Adam or Kiwi on to be able to talk about this more, because, you know, I'm back in Neville simply because he's a northerner like me, and people don't like my accent, and people don't like his accent, and no, none of you guys across the pond can understand either of us. Everything Neville is saying, I relate to. He's a baby face to me. Neville has done nothing wrong, in my opinion. All right, maybe he's attacked a few people from behind. You know, got a little bit too aggressive at times, but no, I'm backing Neville here. Jack Gallagher, you go fuck yourself and your southern bastard. I'm not even sure where Jack Gallagher's from. I'm going to have to Google where Jack Gallagher's from. Let's have a look. Jack Gallagher on Google, and I bet he's from the north. I bet he's from Manchester. I knew it. I knew I was going to say that and then realise he was from Manchester. Yeah, Manchester's not a proper northerner. Manx. Fuck him. Yeah, fuck you manky bastard. Right, let's move on before I have a load of independent wrestlers chasing me down the streets of Manchester next time I'm there, and go on to the main event, and that is for the WWE Universal Championship. It's Kevin Owens versus Goldberg, and we have on the sheet Owens being picked by the Living Legend, whereas all of us others here on the European Uppercut podcast have gone with Mr. Bill Goldberg. And I was swinging back and forth on this one, but I can't see how they're going to get around Kevin Owens defeating Goldberg, even with a screwy finish, and it not looking weak for Goldberg. It'd remind me too much of how they beat him in WCW or how he lost in WWE. It just wouldn't feel right to me. So I'm going to go with Goldberg, and I think he's going to be the Universal Champion. And then we see Brock Lesnar after the show come out and challenge him for well, they've accepted the challenge for WrestleMania. They will have a stare down or even get physical. Could we see Brock Lesnar lay out Goldberg after he wins the championship? I can't see why Lesnar wouldn't want Goldberg to win the championship, because we already know that he's facing him at WrestleMania. So if he didn't win the championship, then if he helped him lose the championship, if he helped Kevin Owens win, then that would be counterproductive for Lesnar's part, wouldn't it? He wants to be champion after WrestleMania, surely. Well, everyone else, myself, I've gone with plus five. Adam has also gone with plus five. Goldberg, Hallmark hasn't put any bets on. GBL hasn't put any bets on this, and Owen and Legend hasn't put any bets on his Owens prediction either. I'm telling you, if Legend does well, then I am definitely screwed because I've gone pretty much every contest. I've gone completely different with him nearly. So I'm still going Goldberg. Yep, I'm certain of it. But what do you guys think? Let us know at the EU Pod on Twitter. Looking at the other predictions that people have put in there as little added bonuses, GBL has put a Jericho appearance during the Owens versus Goldberg match plus two. Ooh, that could be interesting. Yeah, that could work. That could definitely work. I'm pretty certain that's going to happen, GBL. I'm with you there. And the Living Legend has said the Undertaker's presence is felt. Does that mean that he'll appear, or does that mean that he'll just strike lightning? I think Legend's trying to be a little bit sneaky there and say that, you know, he's using a couple of Undertaker terms to be able to get round the fact that he may not show up in person. That's interesting. Where do you think he's going to fit in, Legend? Is it during the Strowman versus Reigns match, maybe? Maybe. We'll see what happens. Well, that is all for the upcoming card, and it's a strong card when it comes to matches. For a Fastlane pay-per-view, I didn't expect there to be that many great contests. Every contest there, bar maybe Sasha Banks versus Nia Jax, I am interested in seeing. I will not be switching off and not be fast-forwarding any of that pay-per-view for sure. Looking at the points at the top, we've got Mr. Old School's still way out in front on 234 points. I'm in second place just behind him with 186. I had a god-awful pay-per-view last time, so I'm interested to see what happens. Make sure that I get a few more points so that DRG doesn't overtake me. And I would finally like to say a big thank you to everyone who has tuned in to this week's edition of the European Uppercut podcast. Obviously, it's been a little bit, you know, Kai heavy this week, and I do apologise for that. I also apologise if things seem a little bit rushed and a bit frantic and a little bit unplanned. The reason being is I only decided I was going to do this show 15 minutes before we started recording, so there has literally been no planning going into this, and it's being done quite late on as well, so I'm going to try get it, but we wanted to get something up before Fastlane for you all, because we really appreciate everyone who tunes in every week, and honestly, we're not taking it for granted. We are absolutely hating the fact that we can't get everyone together at this moment in time. Things have just been so busy. Right, looks like I've got to get back to writing some dissertation chapters on the art of bleeding in wrestling and what the hell happened with Muhammad Hassan. If you're interested, let me know. I'll let you have a read of it when it's done. But for now, and I want to say thank you, everyone. You can follow me on Twitter at Kai J Valentine, the show at the EU Pod. My other shows on Siren FM, Legends on Siren FM, 10 p.m. on a Monday night, Squabble Box 8 till 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings, every Sunday morning for Sunday breakfast, and then I do the Monday and Friday breakfast show as well, 7 till 9 a.m. Tune in to sirenonline.co.uk and Siren 107.3 FM, and I'll probably be on before I get burnt out. Oh, the summer's on its way and it's time to find a house. Let's end tonight's show by saying a big thank you to Mr. Fourth Row for your email, and to GBL, as always, for the news. But most importantly, thank you to everyone who has downloaded this episode of the European Uppercut podcast. Enjoy Fastlane, Raw and SmackDown, and we'll see you all right back here next week. Wait, Huddersfield just lost to Newcastle. Fuck Neville. Fuck him.